from CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
It is 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us. It is Tuesday, June 4th.
Get on in here. Let's get started.
Fire and extreme heat watch on a Tuesday. Just at wind, and your community station is in full first alert weather day mode. What you need to know to beat the heat.
Our cost for a house in San Mateo County is one of the highest in the nation.
Flames destroy a project meant to provide affordable housing as neighbors watch a plan to help go up in smoke. What's next for an area desperate to create homes?
It's just really exciting for the neighborhood. And there's a lot of energy that's come back in the last couple months that wasn't here.
Your Oakland Ballers in a Bay Area bounce back. It's game day, people. Do you back the Ballers?
Coming back home and being able to stay at home, which that really kind of just like, I had to go like by myself. I was just fired up after that.
And the Bay Area native joins all of us for a sold-out Ballers crowd. First pitch today as a new era of Oakland baseball. Here's the crack of the bat.
Nice. You know, you hear us say all the time, we are your community station. This week, we are going to prove it to you with all of our Ballers coverage. Some homegrown heroes there in a Bay Area bounce back like no other. Good morning, I'm Reed Cowan.
And I'm Max Darrow in for Gianna Franco today. A lot of Ballers news to get to, but first we are in first alert weather mode today. It is going to be hot out there. Temperatures expected to even hit triple digits in some inland areas today. And all of this heat, not good for fire risk across the Bay Area. There are two wildfires that we are monitoring this morning as crews continue to make progress. The Corral Fire south of Tracy, the largest wildfire burning in California. And then there's a smaller one that broke out east of Livermore in the area of Patterson Pass and Midway Roads. We'll get you up to speed on what you need to know on those fires in just a few minutes.
All right, let's take a look right now at some pretty hazy skies, Richmond, San Rafael area there. And you can see there is the bridge that we've been showing you all morning as people go through that toll plaza. And that is a look as we understand this heat advisory will soon go into effect for parts of the region. So it is a first alert weather day. Let's bring in Darren Peck to talk about that. Good morning, Darren. What's the haze out there that we're seeing through that camera?
That's the same view out the windows, and it looks different today. You're right. That haze is basically the way of seeing there's still technically a marine layer out there. There's just no clouds in it. But the marine layer is that lowest level of the atmosphere where you're still influenced by the cooler water. And that does tend to hold and trap things in it, especially when you've got much stronger high pressure above it pushing down. That's exactly what we've got today. So you're seeing a little bit of humidity, a little bit of haze, and the fact that we don't have a strong onshore wind today, nothing's mixing it out. So it's going to look hazy out there today. It kind of looks it looks a little surreal out our window, actually, because you very rarely get mornings that look like that. The marine layer's full of clouds, and it's blocking your view. Let's put some numbers on this. We've got T-minus 1 hour, by the way, for that heat advisory to begin that Reed just referenced. It starts at 8 o'clock this morning. That's really more of a technicality. What we care about are these daytime highs. San Francisco's going to 80 today. That's usually the one that gets most people's attention. But there are other numbers on here that maybe stand out a little more. Look at Antioch. You're going right up to near 100. Livermore's going to 95 today. San Jose, your number's going to the low 90s. There's one other set of numbers that we need to really gain the perspective on this. The daytime highs are enough on their own. But it is also the difference from yesterday. A lot of these numbers are 15 to 20 degrees above what yesterday's numbers were. We're all included in that. So it's a drastic change and a big turnaround. And just in case we hadn't seen Santa Rosa's actual number, let's put the daytime high on there. You're climbing well into the 90s there today. Be back with the full forecast in a bit. We'll talk about how long this is going to last. I'll see you with that in a few minutes. For now, guys, back to you.
All right, Darren, sunscreen and check on your neighbors. Thank you so much for that update. Let's talk about the roadways right now. If you're getting ready to take the Bay Bridge, this is your reality. Some major delays. Traffic is backed up towards Highway 80, 580, 880. Metering lights are on as well to help control those coming into San Francisco, keeping kind of a measured, steady flow into the city. Commuters are currently dealing with the effects from a hit-and-run crash in this view. Traffic very slow over near Treasure Island. Max?
Back to the fire watch. At this hour, the Corral Fire burning south of Tracy is now 85% contained. It has torched more than 14,000 acres. It started Saturday near Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory site, right near the border of Alameda and San Joaquin counties. The fire quickly exploded in size, fueled by really dry brush and fast-moving winds. More than 400 firefighters working to make good progress on getting this fire under control, largely helped by the good weather yesterday. Then there's this wildfire east of Livermore that broke out. We've learned crews do have it under control. The fire burned nearly 100 acres, but it moved really quickly. You can see the flames just running up that hillside there, 2 hours or so. But it's contained. It broke out just after 4 o'clock on Monday afternoon, burning right up to the road in the area of Patterson Pass and Midway Roads, if you're familiar with that area. Luckily, it did not burn any buildings, really just this hillside on your screen. Fire crews are telling us nobody was hurt. Reed.
Well, if you're waking up on the peninsula this morning, this right here is what the neighborhood where you live looks like. It's Redwood City. It's all that's left of an affordable housing project after a huge fire there. That live look showing that it's just a skeleton of a project of what it was. So let's go over and look at the scene yesterday. This is what it looked like when it was on fire. Flames just tearing up that building over on Middlefield Road. In fact, at one point, people who lived around this neighborhood because of the heat and the smoke, they were told to evacuate. But then look at this. This is video from our chopper from the sky that shows the extent of the damage, just eaten away from the inside. That's a $155 million project that was intended to help so many people where you live have an affordable place to live. And get this, as the fire started on the fifth floor, we understand 100 construction workers just had to put their tools down and run from the fire. And there was worry in the middle of all of that that the fire could spread. Our Kevin Coe was there as some of the neighbors were told to leave but decided to stay to help each other and fight the flames themselves.
Oscar Mendoza first saw the North Fair Oaks fire on his balcony.
Everybody was scared, man, because it's the first time we see something like that.
He and his neighbors were told to evacuate by first responders, but he was one of many who didn't leave.
They kicked everybody out. You know, they started evacuating everybody. But honestly, man, as you can see, a lot of people didn't want to evacuate, you know, because they have so much value stuff inside the house.
That's when they were, like, knocking.
This Ring video from another neighbor shows a San Mateo County deputy knocking on their door, then running to do the same to nearby homes.
Everybody just freaked out, man. Like, I saw a mother running, trying to go inside the house because her family was over there. And I guess they were not allowing her to go over there. But, I mean, I think in this situation, you're not thinking about either. You just want to go see your families.
Those who stayed with their homes were hosing down their roofs, including Nathan, who took this video.
Something you see in a movie or, you know, something that happens somewhere else, but you never realize that it's going to be this close to, you know, where you're staying at.
Luckily, everyone here just got some hoses and they started spraying it all.
Alexis was told to evacuate as well.
This is my house right here across the street.
While he was evacuated, he came back once the fire died down.
We're all okay, so that's a good thing.
Neighbors were concerned about other properties catching on fire.
As you can see on the other side, there's a lot of dry grass, so it just started catching on fire.
From Oscar's balcony, we could see firefighters spraying down a hot spot right by a broken wooden fence.
Well, that's part of the construction. That's the insulation. Yeah, like a lot of stuff like that, we're flying off. I think it's part of the insulation stuff, yeah. And that's very easy to catch on fire.
We also saw car covers with burnt out holes from hot ashes that were spread throughout this neighborhood.
Like, I was gonna lose everything, man. Like, I got my cars over here in the street. I mean, I still haven't taken it out, but I'm here just in case, like, any ashes come on it, you know, I'm able to turn it off.
Oscar is thankful for firefighters putting out the flames quickly, but he hopes this fire can lead to some changes in the future.
I think they need to be more, the county need to be more concerned about the new construction, because especially for something like that, it could affect pretty much a whole community.
So let's talk about how it affects the whole community. We're talking about 170 affordable units, all the work to get them built, gone. And let's be clear, there was a need here. This was a huge loss. That North Fair Oaks neighborhood is home to many lower-income immigrant families where the need is great for affordable housing. In fact, the supervisor there says the county will rebuild. Listen.
Our cost for a house in San Mateo County is one of the highest in the nation at $2 million. And so we have a lot of people who are interested in having affordable housing. And what this does is it delays what could have happened a lot quicker. So we're vigilant. We're going to make sure that we continue here in San Mateo County to build the housing that we so desperately need.
David Canepa there. Now let's talk about what firefighters faced. we all know this. The Bay has been a windbag lately, and at one point the fear was that the wind could spread that fire.
And I saw the wind either die down or shift, and I was secretly, you know, being very thankful for that, because that's very helpful for us. The wind, as soon as the wind starts blowing, it just pushes the embers into the neighborhood.
So much to investigate and follow here. You can see all of our coverage of that fire from start to finish. It's online, kpix.com, and streaming on the free CBS News app.